Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and of course DK in the background running the show. And in case of pitch hitting, he's also there as well, which that's we right. saw.
He's in the pen.
That's right.
So we need a righty out of the pen.
That's right. You hear Sandman, you know it's on. Mm-hmm. Right, that's
mm-hmm. Now you hear the Omar's whistle, dude. Felix Bautista. they start the whistle, and that's when he comes out, dude.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. No, we're excited to be here. Glenn, it's a Tuesday night and it's incredibly hot. How are you doing, man?
Doing well. Hopefully those can make a comeback. They got down early, but hopefully the comeback is in store. But yeah, it's a good evening. Shout out to Lisa Ann. Happy birthday, Lisa Ann. Hope that birthday cake is delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate you coming out on your birthday to the live stream. What's going on, Don C? What's going on, Jackson? Appreciate you guys coming out as well. Yeah. I think this is going to be a fun episode here, Jimbo. I think we're going to do in this one, we're going to talk about each position group, who needs to play in the preseason, and maybe more importantly, who better not play in the preseason. I think it's going to be – because, look, it comes down to – somebody's got to play. They can't just run out the same guy, you know, every third stringer on the roster and field a team like that. Somebody has to play. Contributors this upcoming season will have to play to some degree. Certainly there'll be some that are off limits, but we're going to go position group by position group, and we're going to go over who has to play and if they have to play well, if they have any chance of making this roster. So, it's an exciting one tonight, I think.
Yeah, I think this one's important because I think there are more – battles at the end of the position group then maybe some of us would even consider, right? Like a lot of us just writing the roster. But every single year, I mean, think about how many years an undrafted rookie comes out of nowhere. How many years there's a surprising cut, right? Like there's always a few names and a few transactions and roster moves that we just simply didn't expect. And so kind of dissecting that I think is going to be a lot of fun. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Glenn, let's get into it. So where do you want to start? I know last week we kind of started up front. We can do the same thing or we can switch it up. Totally your call.
Yeah, I guess we'll bounce it around a little bit. We'll stick to the offense defense. But I think we should start right at the head of the snake here, Jimbo. Okay. I know we normally wait, but I want to start right at the head of the snake because I got to know. I mean, look, they're installing a new offense here. Now to the credit of Lamar Jackson, he's participated in almost all of the offseason program. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he's furthered, you know, that in getting these private workouts together with OBJ and Zay Flowers and whoever else. I think we saw Nelson Agholor participate at one point. But he's still learning a new offense with a lot of new terminology. So let's start at quarterback. Do you think we see at any point Lamar Jackson in the preseason?
No. And I don't want to. You know, so both questions. I don't think we see him, and I don't want to see him. I don't want to see – only because of the knee thing. Like, I know he's fully recovered. I know all that's important. But I think between the combined practices and the way John runs camp, I'd rather see him in more of a controlled environment instead of a situation where the seventh rookie is screaming off the edge on a DB, you know, on a blitz, on a safety blitz. Right. The seventh safety, excuse me, that's a rookie trying to, you know, undrafted guy trying to make the team. And he just, not that he would catch Lamar, but somehow he, you know, ends up blasting Lamar or something ridiculous happens that ends up, you know, just being stupid and uncalled for. So no to Lamar Jackson. What about you?
Wow. Man, do I want to see? No, I don't want to see Lamar Jackson. Of course not. I don't want to see him. I think you made a great point when you mentioned the joint practice. I think that's going to be a huge, huge game set of, I think, was it 3 days? I believe it is. Or it's at least two practices.
It's two practices, it's right, in 3 days or something like that. Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big one for him. But yeah, I don't want to see him. It's interesting. The preseason actually starts before the first scheduled joint practice. I think the joint practice that we're going to be attending is August 16th. And their first preseason game is August 12th. So maybe you say no chance in that August 12th game he gets a drive.
I mean, I think there's a chance, but I guess the question, the way that I see it is like, do I want it to happen? No way. Not like I don't, No, I want Lamar on the sideline cheering on his guys, sipping some water, having a good time with the shades on, right? But is it possible? Yes. If I had to bet on it, though, I still say no. I don't think John does it.
Yeah, I don't want to see him get hurt. I mean, if he were to get hurt in a preseason game, it would be, I mean, it would be bad news for John in his next presser.
Would he just get fired?
I mean, it would be so
think about signing this so guy bad. To this
yes,
massive
it
deal.
It is a long season. Yeah, no sense risking his injury. But moving on to the rest of that room, because I think it's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, like how do they do this? They got Tyler Huntley, Josh Johnson, and Anthony Brown as it stands right now. Some are saying they may add to that room, but that's how it stands right now. And I think that's a pretty good room as far as competition and having plenty of arms around and available for camp. How do you see them divide? They got three preseason games. Do you think they just give Tyler the first one, Josh the second one, Anthony the third one? Do they give maybe Tyler one, then Josh, and then the best of those two gets the third one? How do you see them divvying up
those? Yeah, this one's going to be interesting to me, too, because part of it's going to come down to how much Monken likes Tyler in camp and how much he's already just kind of won the job before we even get to preseason games. Because if he's already won the job, then same thing. Like, sure, get him some run, right? But let the other guys get as much tape as they can and kind of – you know, show themselves for other teams if that's an option, but also just get reps, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting too. I think, so one thing I'll say is that if we see Tyler play a lot, that to me means he's on the bubble more than we initially anticipated, or at least more than he was last year, in my opinion, because I think at this point he should be firmly set as the backup in comparison to the other two guys. Now, we've talked about them bringing like a Teddy Bridgewater or something like that. That could totally change, you know, upset the apple cart. But as of right now, I think if you see Tyler playing a lot, it's because he's got a thing or two to prove to Coach Monken. So I could see the even split, but I would prefer that it's, I mean, just give the young kid as much run as you can. Anthony, right? Like give him Anthony Brown, give him as much run and let Josh Johnson put some tape out there if he wants to keep this illustrious career going, right? I would prefer to see Tyler less. I think we'll see him some, maybe, I don't know, give him a half or give him a quarter, maybe give him three quarters. So the first quarter of each game, I don't know, something like that. Or maybe the first quarter and then the first half of the second game. But that to me would be the max. I don't think theoretically he doesn't need to be out there, but if he is, it's because Coach Monken needs to see some things.
See, to me, I look at it like I want to see as much of Tyler Huntley that you know, we can see. Because what I want to make sure is that Monken feels comfortable with Tyler and his offense if he's going to make this team. I don't think Josh Johnson has a lot left to, like, show anyone in this league. Like, we know what Josh Johnson is. He's been in every system imaginable. I think he's been on, like, 17 or something different teams, something crazy.
Right.
I don't think we need to see much of him. Tyler Huntley, yeah, we need to see a ton of him because we don't know if he can operate in this offense. We don't know if he can recover and bounce back from the devastating blunder that ended last season's playoff run where he decides to go over the top. I think that we're not sold. They're not necessarily sold on him. So I think you're right. We're gonna see a lot of him. And I think the more we see, if he's not playing well, it could cost him his job because I think there's that new rule. If I remember correctly, there's a new rule where you can carry three quarterbacks on game day as an emergency. So somebody's going to be the third quarterback. The only question is Anthony Brown on the practice squad as our emergency or is Josh Johnson because they don't believe in Tyler Huntley? I think if Josh Johnson is cut, that means they buy into Tyler Huntley. They believe in him, and Anthony Brown will be the three. But if they don't, then I think that's kind of a sign that Tyler Huntley – might not be the guy. So as much Tyler Huntley as possible and Josh Johnson can, you know, and Anthony Brown can fight over the scraps. Oh, 7, not 17. Okay.
Okay.
I was a little high. just a little bit high. Connor says, hey guys, what's your early season stats for Flowers?
We can hop into that for a second, but really quickly before we do.
Yeah.
So I think the only place where we disagree on Tyler is that you want to see a lot of him.
Yeah.
And
in this offense.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Plus, I think he gives the other guys opportunity. Because here's the problem. If you put in two poor then who cares? I mean, it's not like it's the end of the world if he were to get hurt.
No, I mean, obviously you got Lamar Jackson. My only concern would be like.
Then you got Josh Johnson. My only thing is if you put in Anthony Brown, like you run the risk if your quarterback doesn't play good enough, you run the risk of diminishing your ability to get looks at other guys, especially on the outside skill position. If they're not throwing the ball well, how can you get a good look at a wideout? You know, so the quarterback is so important to get a good look at everyone else.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be up to par to where they can. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they can move the ball, right? And actually like execute the offense against an NFL level defense. So I just, it would really suck if he got hurt. And then we said, Anthony Brown, you're our new backup for the season.
Well, it'd probably be Josh Johnson. Anthony Brown would be the third.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You know. So that's interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it. But what do you think about this question here? Connor's early. So, well, let me actually answer this real quick. I've said it before. I think that he's going to be our number one wide receiver by the end of the season. And it's not a knock on the other guys. I think, part of it will be his versatility to play the inside and the outside gives an opportunity to potentially have the highest target share because he can be placed in not the other guys can't, but like, I think that's the way that they've already thought about using Zay. I'm doing a little bit of reading into the crystal ball, but I also think, you know, if he stays healthy, it ultimately comes down to that between who ends up being the most productive wide receiver between the three, who's on the field the most, week to week. So, I don't think he breaks 1,000. I think he might flirt with it. I think he maybe has anywhere from 5 to 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, similar to Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. I think it'll be a solid rookie outing for Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I think the sky is the limit for Zay because I think in the initial part of the season, they're going to give him opportunities. And if he capitalizes, then his role will only grow. But if he kind of stumbles out of the starting block, kind of like Isaiah Likely did after a big preseason, then maybe they'll lean more on OBJ and Bateman and Mark Andrews until they feel more comfortable going back to Zay. But it's going to be a big season as long as everybody around him stays healthy. But let's get back to it. So let's do it like this. Let's name a couple players who maybe one or two players who cannot play from each group. Who's got to play the best? I think we both agree Lamar quarterback
cannot play.
And Tyler Huntley has to play the best of that group.
Yep.
In the preseason, it has to play at least.
You
want to
just go right to running back? Because JK cannot play.
Okay, I guess we're going right to running back. Even though we did specifically say we'd go bouncing back and forth offense, defense, and you completely blundered the very first opportunity. But that's okay. We can still do it.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I just saw his name and was like, no. Zero chance. I'm not. JK has to be like, coach, you know I'm not playing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be, I mean, he would do an interview. He would do a sit-down interview with Mark Viviano a half hour before the game if he was told he was going to play. He'd be like, Mark, we're sitting down. I got to talk because this is...
Need to get this off my chest.
Yeah, like, this is crazy. No, I mean, he would be absolutely furious, and I think the fan base would as well. So, running back not playing is going to be JK. I'm writing down everyone who's not playing in this game. How about Gus?
I don't want to see him either because JK's already had, a number of injuries, right? Like, and Gus has two, he has had one major injury. So I don't want either of them getting any wear and tear in the freaking preseason. Like, I want them out there shined and ready to go, man. Like, plus I think in the running back room, we have some names that I think we're excited to see get run, right? Like, Justice Hill, obviously we're excited to see. I know a lot of people are excited about Keaton Mitchell.
Wright. How about Owen Wright, rookie out of Monmouth?
Yeah, I mean, look, get him some run. You never know where the next Gus Edwards come from, right?
That's true. We've seen free agent undrafted free agents make teams before. I don't know how you feeling about this team,
right? Yeah, I don't know about that, but how you feeling about Gus? I mean,
yeah, now Gus has yet to participate in a team activity. We've seen him on the sideline working. Apparently, he had a cleanup. Was it a hip that he had cleaned up or something? He had cleaned up. If I remember correctly, he had a cleanup. It might have been the knee. But
make more sense. But yeah.
Either way, he had something done in this offseason, and that's why he's been working on the side. So yeah, let's not risk it. Let's not see it. But do you think they have enough with Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell, and Owen Wright to get through the entire preseason schedule?
Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting one. I was thinking of the same thing. I mean, Yes, I'm going to say yes, optimistically.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then who is the guy who's got to play? I mean, because it's like Justice Hill's the next guy, but to me, he's guaranteed a roster spot
right.
because of his special team. So I'm going to say Keaton Mitchell has got to absolutely ball out if he has any chance.
Yeah. Yeah, and Justice, didn't he get the deal too this offseason? So, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's just got to show up and stay healthy. But I agree with you. Keaton is the guy I think that people are excited about. He's the young kid out of what, ECU?
Yep.
Yeah, the fast kid that everyone's excited about. Yeah, and if he wants any shot, he's got to show out.
And he might have to show out in special teams as well, not just as a running back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think I agree with you on that one. Now, if you want, we can go to defense.
Are we allowed?
All right. We are officially allowed.
All right, which position would you like to go to first?
Well, let's go to the big boys up front because I think there's a little bit of intrigue there, at least in my opinion. Because, look, you got – if you're talking interior, let's not talk the outside guys, but we've already kind of broken this down. The four you got are Broderick Washington, Michael Pierce, Travis Jones, Brent Urban. But there's some other guys
–
Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. And Matabike as well. So, but there's some other guys in there that, you know, need a shot. So, you know, Rashad Nichols, Angela Blackson. But where I want to go, I'll get your full synopsis here. But like, how much do you want to see Travis Jones here? You know what I mean? Because I feel he's going to be a pivotal part. Michael Pierce is also pretty injury prone. So how much do you want to see Travis Jones show up and how much does he need to play well in the preseason?
Yeah, this is an interesting group because, like you mentioned, they're gonna have to rely on what is, you know, traditionally just gonna be considered like young guys. They don't have, you know, they have Michael Pierce, but how long do they have Michael Pierce? And so it's like, I don't want to see Michael Pierce in the preseason.
Right.
So I got him on my is not gonna play list. So that's one name off. Do you want to see Justin Matabike in this preseason?
No.
All right. So Matabike is off. How about Broderick Washington? I don't need to see anything from Broderick Washington at this point.
Yeah, because they're going to be – I mean, he's going to be a big-time contributor. We already know that, right?
So, man, that's three guys right there that you don't want to play. So Travis Jones has got to play. Like, he just has to from a numbers standpoint. He's going to have to play. You're going to have to get a lot of out of Angelo Blackson, who's an 8-year vet, and you're going to have to ask him to play a lot of preseason. The same can be said with Brent Urban, who's a 10-year vet. You're going to have to ask these guys to play a lot. And look, DK wants to see Travis Jones not only play, but he wants to see him play well. Mm. And I agree. That's my guy as far as the has to play well. Not because I think he might not make the roster. Of course, he'll make the team. But I think it's a year, like you just mentioned, that he's going to be relied upon. And if he can show in the preseason, like, look, guys, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this expanded role. You don't have to consider going and adding depth to this interior defensive line group because we got what it takes with the group we got already. So I think Travis Jones has an opportunity to show some of that. The hype around him was not just the fact that he can, you know, be a clogger in the middle. He can rush the passer a little bit. So let's see some of that in the preseason when you're going up against lesser talent in the offensive line and maybe a quarterback you might think an extra second longer than a typical starter would.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. The young guy, get him reps. It's not like he's earned the rest.
Right.
You know what I mean? Get him out there, get him reps, get the wheels greased and get him ready for the season. I think reps are so valuable, especially in today's NFL where they're so much harder to come by. Right. So get the guy reps. I agree with you there. Are there any other names out there? Interior. The reason I want to go to interior is because I was intrigued in your thoughts about Travis Jones. But on the back end of that, who are some guys that, you know, outside of him, any other guys that come to your mind that, you know, really need to play well to have a chance of hanging on this team?
Yeah. I mean, there's guys that I think are huge long shots. Trey Botts, Kai Caesar, huge long shots. I think Rashad Nichols has a chance to maybe be a practice squad guy because it's just there's so many good players in front of those guys. I don't think Angelo Blackson's going anywhere because of the veteran, you know, the fact that he's got so many snaps under his belt, has been a starter in this league. Brent Urban, he's the vet. He's the long, he's our field goal blocker.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of him. Right. We already saw Calais leave. We need to keep the long arms going. So yeah, I don't think Blackson and Urban need to do anything but get out of the preseason healthy. But I think Travis Jones needs to play well, and Trey Botts and Kai Caesar, they need a bit of a miracle to make the team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, and best of luck to them. I mean, ultimately, if any of these guys make teams, because they're absolutely showing out. So mm-hmm. you want to give them that opportunity. All right, where are we going next? Oh, let's see, Don C. I joined your Patreon, guys. Thank you so much, Don. We're extremely humbled and appreciated. Appreciate that. Or think I did. Got a phone call while signing up. It was all very confusing. Well, I can double check, Don. Give me a second here. I was actually looking this up.
Well, we appreciate, even if it didn't work, you know, yeah. Appreciate the fact that you went out and made the effort, no doubt. But let's go back to offense here, Jimbo.
But really quickly, I do want to clarify for Don. Don, I don't think it worked unless you did it like a millisecond ago. But just check it out. If it did, you'll know because you'll have access to all the stuff. So, all that being said, we appreciate the support.
Yeah. Which spot on offense are we going to next here, Jimbo? We've talked quarterback. We've talked running back.
Yeah. I don't want to go to O-line yet because we just talked about the D-line up front. And I want to wake people back up. So let's go to the wide receiver room.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, this is a room that has a lot of competition at the back end of it. As far as making roster spots, but it's pretty secure as who's going to make the team in the top 4 to 5. But I'm just going to go name by name, and I want your snap reaction on whether they play at all in the preseason. Okay. Rashad Bateman.
No.
Bateman quickly crossed off the list.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one. OBJ.
Definitely not.
Okay. No chance OBJ plays. All right. Now, this one's an interesting one here. How much does Zay Flowers play? Because I think he's got to play.
He's got to play some, right? I mean, I think he's got to get a few full drives in, right? Get the heart pumping and get the speed of the game and things like that.
Get the ball in his hands.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say of the three games, I'm going to say he gets a half of a game in.
Wow, that's it. Okay. Interesting. I do agree that he'll get a ton of work against who's the corner? Forbes. He'll be going up against Forbes in that joint practice.
The Commanders. Yeah. And maybe Forbes. Yep.
That's going to be a battle between those two. And there's somebody else in the cornerback room that I'm excited about, with the Commanders that I think he's going to have a huge, huge practice week, but I agree. He's got to play some in the preseason.
Is the half enough for you, or you need to see more?
Let's see. So that'd be like a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter in one game, a quarter in another. I guess
say maybe three quarters. Give me a quarter and then a half. Yeah, and then maybe nothing in that last preseason game, maybe. Maybe just like a drive. I'm going to say three quarters total across the three games. But it's hard to pick the most exciting player on offense, but he might be it, man. Like, because we just don't know. Like, we know something about all these other guys. We have no idea just how good this kid can be, but yeah, I'm excited. But all right, as far as who has to play well, I'm going to give you a list of names. You tell me who has to play the best here. We got Devin Duvernay, Nelson Agholor, James Prochet, and Tylan Wallace.
Yeah,
who's got to play well?
I think that James Prochet and Tylan Wallace got to play well. I think that Devin and Agholor got to stay healthy. Right? I think it's more important for Zay to get reps than even those two, just because they're vets in the league. Yeah. I know it's a new offense for everyone, but this is a new league for Zay. This is a big step up. So, yeah, Prochet's got to stay in bounds and catch the football and not get penalties and make incredible catches. Same thing with Tylan. He's just got to contribute in some way, shape, or form. Offensively, right? Like, they've got to find a way to be difference makers and needle movers, because this is the end of the road. I don't know what else happens for these guys if they don't get it done in preseason. So yeah, those guys have absolutely have to ball out, because there's even that, if I'm not mistaken, some young guys behind them. We go further down this list, they're going to be nipping at their heels, right?
Yeah, I mistakenly didn't even mention Laquan Treadwell, which I think I should have included in that group.
Yeah.
Being as though he's got 5 years experience in the league.
Right.
But I almost think it's like not even like dependent on them necessarily making plays, but they can't have any busted routes.
Right.
They have to, you know, if it's a 12 yard out, they better run it 12 yards and it better be a clean out. It better not be, you know, 11 yards. It better not be 13 yards. They have to, no missed assignments, no bad routes. I don't want to see guys ending up bumping into each other, standing 2 yards away from each other, like we saw under Greg Roman here in the passing game. I mean, if you have any bad games in the preseason, if you're one of these guys, it's probably going to mean you're not going to be on this team. And so I'm with you. I think Devin Duvernay has to do nothing except stay healthy. I mean, yeah, I'd like him to not miss any, you know, to not have any mental errors,
sure,
and not drop any balls and hit the layups. Yeah. But him and Aguilar have done enough in this league where as long as they're healthy, they're making this team. So the question is, you know, can Dante Dimas storm up the depth chart?
That's what I was going to ask you about. How are you feeling about him?
I mean, it's such an uphill climb. He's got so many guys in front of him. It would be almost a heroic, him getting on the practice squad would be an accomplishment. So for him to get all the way up on the active roster, he would be absolutely bawling, but he could do it. He absolutely could do it. And I'll be rooting for him to do it. But can Andy Isabella make his way, you know, to become valuable enough onto this roster? Can Laquon Treadwell? To me, the guy who has to play the best on this team is James Prochet. He's my guy that I'm saying because he doesn't provide anything on special teams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how else does this guy make the team unless he does something as a pass catcher?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know how else he makes it work because they even, you know, had the idea of putting him back at punt returner, but you get nothing. You just
catch it.
There's no threat. Like, there's just nothing there. So, yeah, he's got to find a way to get it done, man. It's going to be an interesting offseason for him. But I'm interested to see what happens with Deems. I think ultimately he's destined for the practice squad. And Treadwell is my early dark horse to make this team, to jump Tylan, to jump Prochet, and to push these other guys to find his. Look, you're talking about absolute desperation. This is absolute desperation for Treadwell. And so it's possible that so to me, of the guys that are a long shot, I think he has, and there goes my green screen. I think he has the most. Did you see the catch though? Did you see me catch it? You
like that? Good, dude. That was not bad. Yeah.
So anyway, I think he has the best or the most physical tools in the tool belt. So you got to give him the best shot. He's got the most experience and the most physical tools there. So yeah, Treadwell's my dark horse right now. How you feeling about him? I know people were really high on him early. You saw some tapes. He looks ripped and jacked and, you know, all ready to go. But anybody looks good against air.
Yeah, I mean, the whole question's always been with Laquon is, can you separate? We know he can win 50-50 balls, but you just cannot make a living in the league, in this league, just on 50-50 balls. The corners are too good. The safeties are too good. You got to be able to separate. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I just, as good a shape as he's in, does that really help you separate? Or is that something? I mean, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I think that he's got just as good a shot. I mean, do I think he has a better shot at proving himself than James Prochet or Tylan Wallace? Yeah. Cause they haven't showed me anything to this point that goes, wow, they have to make this team. So,
right.
But Prochet's my guy that has to play well, and Bateman, OBJ are my better not see them in this preseason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. No, I'm with you.
Let's move on to cornerback on the defensive side of the ball. This is an important position group. I think this is the group that I've identified as the group I'd like to see them add someone to this group. I think it's the biggest opportunity where they don't have a lot of depth, Jimbo, not a lot of quality depth. And if they're if they're into a game where they have to rely on some of these guys at the back end, I'd be a little nervous, especially when I look at the weapons around the AFC. So let me ask you, I'm going to throw some names at you. Tell me who will or will not play. Marlon Humphrey.
You know what? This is a tricky one. He's not going to play, but count on Marlon to find his way in there.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like,
he just loves ball.
Yeah, you know, but I don't think he plays. I think coach saves him from himself.
Yeah, I would be surprised to see him out there, but you're right. If he's out there, it's because he forced himself onto the field and coaches literally couldn't hold him back. What about Rocky Sin?
I think you got to see something. I know, like you said, it's kind of a concern because you're light there.
Yeah.
I think you got to see something if you're Mike McDonald, though, right?
Well, I get flashbacks to Kyle Fuller last year.
That is such a good point.
And that was brutal, man.
Yeah, sit him on the bench.
You know?
Complete 180. You're absolutely right, man. No kidding. Forget that. Good point. Jeez,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I've seen, I mean, Rocky Sin's been in this league for long enough to where I'm sitting them, dude. I'm sitting them.
It's fair.
We got enough young guys that absolutely need to ball. All right, so behind those two, Pepe Williams, is he playing and how much?
Yeah, Pepe's got to play, and I think a decent amount. I think Pepe's got to play like a game and a half.
It's fair, yeah.
You know, I think all these guys that we're about to mention is probably about the same because or more, but it's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the position groups I see kind of in layers, but after those, like you said, it's top heavy. Then after that, it's all kind of like wish-wash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how much we see of Jalen Armour-Davis, who's battled injuries since he's got here. He's still dealing with injuries. To me, he's got to play. I mean, he's got to play and absolutely. Play well. That's my guy. That's my the guy I think has to play the best.
Yeah.
In that room, I mean, this guy has all the physical talents. But if you can't practice, you're going to have mental errors. And if you can't play consistently, then how do you get in any type of rhythm? How do you get the trust of your coaches, your teammates? I mean, this guy, he just can't stay on the field. So that's my has to play well, but how much does Caillou Blue Kelly, I mean, he's got to get a bunch of run, but how much does he get on inside? How much does he get on the outside? How much do they move this guy around?
Right.
What do you think about his playing?
Yeah, I think he plays a lot and he plays everywhere because just like you said, they've got to figure out what they've gotten him and McDonald's got to figure out how versatile he is so he can really get everything he can out of him. So I think he goes out there and he plays plays a lot. And like you said, I think that's a fair point. He plays in a lot of different positions, roles, scenarios. I think they're trying to stretch him as much as they can. Because why not?
Yeah.
It's the preseason, right?
Right. I mean, he's a young guy, right? He's a rookie. Yeah. He can play. He's not going to get tired. I'll tell you another guy I'm excited about, Jimbo.
Yeah.
What do you think Trayvon Mullen is going to put on? Like, he's a five-year vet. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. Yeah. He's only 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with his cousin Lamar, which has to be motivation. What do you think we'll see from him?
You know, I kind of talked about Treadwell, but you know, he might be my other dark horse in that room, right? As far as the cornerback room goes. I'll tell you this. So as far as upside of these guys that are like the second tier guys, I'm expecting the most out of Pepe from year one to year two of all the guys you've named. I'm expecting a big jump out of him. I have a lot of faith in him. And then I'm interested to see what happens with Caillou. But outside of that, gosh dang it.
Trayvon?
Yeah, Nolan. Yeah. I think he's the guy that I can see having the biggest swing between, hey, he did really great, or oh wow, he crapped the bed, right? Like he did really poor. I'm excited about him. I think he'll be out there for a ton as well.
Yeah, he's my second guy I'm gonna put under the list of like gotta play well. Because it's just like everyone's so hype about him. He's got every opportunity to make this roster. Because yeah, I mean, there's other vets. There's Kevon Seymour, I think, has a chance to make the back end of the roster. Daryl Worley, the same boat, a veteran, who I think played well at times last year. But this guy's 25 years old, got everything you'd want from a physical standpoint, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's got the tools, man. He's long. If he can play well, he could be that guy that really changes things for this room. I mean, if they could count on him to be on the outside, that allows Marlon Humphrey to be really versatile. That year that he went all pro, he was everywhere, inside, outside. They put him everywhere, and he was an absolute terror. Because when Marlon Humphrey's on the as a slot, him covering the run, I mean, it's like another linebacker on the field, and now he's brought closer to the line of scrimmage, closer to the ball. Trayvon Mullen to me, I hope he plays well. I hope he beats out. I'll be excited about it. What about Brandon Steen? This is your guy, Jimbo. I'm less enthused about Brandon.
So I'm excited about Brandon. I think he has an opportunity here, and I know a lot of people are slotting him to, you know, just kind of bounce back and forth. What was it, like year one, he was safety, and then last year he went back to corner. Now there's a lot of people saying he's going to go back to safety again this year. But I think I would love to see him at corner. And you might think I'm crazy. That's okay.
Oh, no. Here we go.
No. Okay. There's a shot. I'm going to preface this. If he's truly going to play corner, that he could push. He could push a Rakusin. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Whoa.
But like, I do believe in this kid. I mean, I think he's just one step away. He's a few reps away. It's just about, I don't know. He's super athletic. He's super physical. He's fearless. I think I would love to see him play corner. And then, yeah, to DK's question, I'd love to see him get reps in the preseason. Rep it out, because once again, he's just new to the position. He's new to defense as a whole. I think he's supremely athletic, and would love to see him really do well there. Like I said, I think I said this maybe like 2 weeks ago. He's another guy that, yeah, this is going to be what, year three for him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is year three for him, but remember, he's so new at defense, man. He's just, you can't. Yeah,
when does
that
stop
that.
Becoming? When does that stop becoming? He's in year three of the NFL.
And he's played two positions in the NFL. It's two similar separate positions. Though. And he's done so admirably. Like, he's fought. Like, sure, he's not like shut it down, but he's also not out there getting worked like Armour Davis.
Not embarrassed. He's not embarrassed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Armour Davis got yanked faster than.
Faster than what?
My dog going after a squirrel.
There you go. I was like, where's he going with this one?
Jeez, a whiz. Then a middle school walking around with gum in his mouth. How about that? A middle school kid. Remember in middle school? The dog one was better?
Yeah, the dog one.
Then
was
a cell phone from a high school kid. How about that?
I don't think they're allowed to take a cell phone from a high school kid. I think
you
end
get
up on
punched
the news.
In the face now
yeah,
or whatever.
You end up on
teachers
the news and their parents are going to come up and fight you in the parking lot.
Gosh, I would never want to be a teacher now.
Yeah, especially not high school. Cake says Harb's better saran wrap OBJ. Yeah,
all of them.
No
dude.
Chance OBJ gets any time. My only concern is with those heated practices, joint practices. If they get too heated, if we have legs getting tangled up and all that stuff. But at some point, you got to let these guys go play football.
You got to. But I do think John is going to be extremely cautious this year. I think every year he's gotten more and more cautious. Yeah.
No doubt. He's definitely toned back some of the intensity at practice as well. Don C, let's go, guys. Technology and the maths aren't my strengths. I concurred Patreon and became.
He did. We just got the email. It is confirmed. Thank you so much, Don. We appreciate the support. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's move over to the big fellas, because we still got tight end to talk about, and I'm not going to talk about them before I talk offensive line, Jimbo.
Yeah, this is
I'm
a fun one. I mean, for all those that are, excited about the Ravens, wide receiver's fun to talk about, but offensive line, because there's question marks from a depth perspective.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of questions on who's going to play, who's not going to play. So I'll start with, I think, a big no. Ronnie Stanley.
No way. Ronnie ain't playing. You're absolutely right. I mean, you agree, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, no chance. Morgan Moses.
Nope.
Yep, I've seen enough of Morgan Moses. Don't need to see him. This one's actually, I'll get another easy one. Zeitler.
Yeah, no, he's not playing. Okay. But same thing. Zeitler and Marlin are the same that way, right? Like, count
he might
on
force his way on. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe not with the contract issue. He's
that's true
right now.
That's true.
Now this one I'm interested. Linderbaum.
I'm going to say no. Oh, DK saying yes. And let me guess, DK, before you put a note up here, I'm guessing because timing, it's a new system. He's center making calls.
But if Lamar's
like
not
that,
in there,
then right. But ultimately,
is valuable. I mean, has he proven himself as to being one of the top AFC centers in the league already?
He is the top AFC center. I don't care what anyone says.
But okay, and even if the most, even someone who's not as bullish on him, even if they might say Creed Humphrey, they might say, there's guys around the league, but there's no arguing that he's at least in the conversation.
For sure.
So if that's the case, then why play him?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. Is Cologne still on the roster?
No.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Cologne is no longer on this team. So currently listed as the primary backup to Linderbaum is, of course, Patrick McCary. So does McCary play?
Roll him out there then. You get McCary out there.
So is McCary just getting a ton of snaps?
Well, I'd rather him out there than Linderbaum.
Well, to me, I think Sam Mustipher, he's played a lot of center in this league. He'll obviously be the starter if Linderbaum's not out there. You know what? I'm going to play Linderbaum, but not much. Not much. Only because, not that I need to see anything from him, because I don't. But I just, I shouldn't even say this, dude. I don't think he's going to get hurt.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's going to get, maybe I'm crazy. So this is the most interesting conversation now. Linderbaum is the first guy.
You remember the foot? Remember the foot thing last year?
You know what?
Year?
You're right. Linderbaum, not playing. You just talked me right into it.
Thank you. Because remember, it was this big scare, and we're like, great.
That's right.
Here we go. He's going to need Liz Frank. And all of a sudden, he went home and hit the farm and, you know, had some meat and potatoes and was like, got that sucker healed up. But, like, we don't need another scare.
Okay. He's all right.
You know what, DK?
No,
you know
that's what? Not that's not that's not true. That if that's the case, then play Lamar. If that's the case, then play OBJ. If that's you can apply that to every player.
DK is not allowed to disagree with us.
No, you know what? DK has the big disadvantage of not being on the microphone right now.
You know.
He can't defend himself. No, but
I understand his point to a certain extent, though. You got to walk the line, right? Like,
somebody's got to play.
Yeah.
And I get that. And I think the likelihood of injury is least in him than it is of those other guys I named, mainly because of his youth. But I still don't play him, dude. I don't play him. I play Mustipher if need be from start to finish in every freaking game, Jimbo. That's what I think. Okay.
I like it. I'm okay with it.
He started plenty of games in this league. You know?
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's chopped liver.
I'm just saying he started plenty of games against real starters. He could do it against a bunch of guys who'll be card salesmen and grocery bagging in the near future. You know?
That's fair. Poor guy.
But is whatchamacallit on this list? Is McCary on your list of do not plays?
No. I mean, I think ultimately if you're talking depth, not that he has to, but he's going to end up playing. He's going to end up having to play. Yeah.
Why do I feel like DK is typing out the longest just banner that we've ever seen in the history of Cortez?
It just comes all the way up to our eyeballs. Imagine, like, and the letters are so small.
Just font 7.
You got to break out the freaking, what's that, magnifying glass to read that sucker?
But yeah, Jesus. So, all right. So this is, to me, I Stanley Moses, Zeitler, Linderbaum, I'm not playing them. Okay. Yep. Now the guys I'm playing an absolute ton of, I'm playing so much of Salah. I want to see Salah, and I might even move his ass around. I might even see him at multiple positions, okay? That's how much I want to see of Salah. I want to see him at guard a ton. I want to see him starting at left guard, but I wouldn't mind seeing him at right tackle. Falele, again, same thing. I want to see him a ton at right and left tackle. He'll be my starter at left tackle. For every preseason game. He's Falele? My starter. Yep, Falele. He's my starter at left tackle. Yeah, at left tackle in every game, he's my starter at left tackle. Yes. Because who else? I mean, David Sharp? No. Hell no.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have Falele in there, and why not give him some more looks at left tackle? But we're not going to see Andrew Voorhees because of his injury. I think we're going to see a ton of John Simpson. He's a 4-year vet, but who cares? We're going to get him out there. He's going to play a lot. But the guy I think has to play the best all preseason, another guy I want to move around, Ben Cleveland.
Yeah.
Ben Cleveland's got to play his ass off. He's got to stay healthy for the entirety of preseason. I don't want to see a game where he's shaking his head, walking off to the sideline, being helped by trainers. He's got to be healthy every single week. And, man, if you want this job, there's no reason Ben Cleveland can't be Ben Powers this year and make himself a boatload of money, because no one would have expected Ben Powers to do what he did. So, look, Ben Cleveland, it's all on the table for you. It's up to you to take it. Let's see what you can do with it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100% on honestly, all of that, except I do want, I've talked about this a ton. I want to see Falele at right tackle as much as we can, as much as we're able to, because I think that's his eventual like mainstay from a position standpoint. But ultimately, I just want him to get reps out there and you know, live with live ammunition. But I want to go back to DK's point, because DK is so adamant about this point that he put it in our private chat, and ladies and gentlemen, he started pointing at the private chat so that way we would read it. So that means DK is really adamant about this point. So his point behind playing or not playing is how do we avoid, you know, his concern is that week one then becomes a ramp up game, maybe longer, whether it's offensive line or any other position. I think that kind of applies. So how do you walk the line? How do you avoid? So my thought, DK, is the way that you avoid that is by the combined practice. You avoid that. You go as intense as you can for a while. You let the bullets fly for a little bit. To, you know, ones on ones for a long time, you try and simulate that as much as you can. But outside of that, I think that's the best way you do it. And then your own training camp in and of itself as much as you can. Right. But the fear for me is always the free wielding linebacker that's at an Appalachian State that decides he's going to chop someone's head off. That's your starting tight end or whatever, left tackle, right tackle, what, you know, that's always my concern. Anyway, I think that's the way you kind of mitigate that. What's your take on DK's thoughts?
Well, if you look at the games, they're on the August 12th, August 21st, August 26th. They're going to be practicing with the Commanders on the 16th. He's going to get a ton of work against Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne. He's going to get
a week of work.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to get a ton of great, great work in a much more controlled atmosphere and setting against would you say there's how many better groups in defensive line groups are there in the league than the Commanders?
And right. You'd be hard pressed to find one that's far and away above them.
They're all first round picks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I think that he's going to get a ton of work there. And look, every team is in for a bit of a ramp up when it comes to hitting their first preseason game. And I mean, their first week one game. And let's remember, their week one game is against the team expected to be the worst team in football, the Houston Texans. So if you're going to have a ramp up at home against a rookie led Houston Texans team, might be the ramp up you're looking for. Because I don't think DK's argument is that Stanley should play or Moses should play or Zeitler. So really, all you're doing is putting Linderbaum out there. And is that really worth, like, so you're worried about his ramp up? Because you're not worried about the whole offensive line. I just think the risk is too great if you were to lose Linderbaum in a meaningless game. It just kind of, it's not there for me. But that's just my opinion. Let's move on to, I think, unless you have another position. Okay, all right. So let's move back to the defensive side of the ball. Let's talk safety here, Jimbo. And we'll save linebacker for last.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a second here, because I just accidentally closed my depth chart here.
Well, I can tell you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we got Kyle Hamilton starting strong safety, Marcus Williams starting at free, mm-hmm. Geno Stone backing up Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams in that group there, and then Ardarius Washington. They still have Brandon Stevens listed at both corner and safety, which I guess he could see snaps at both. But and then the other safety they have listed on the depth chart or on the roster is Jaquan Amos. I wonder if that's any relation to Adrian Amos. He's a rookie, so he'd be a lot younger than maybe an older brother in Adrian. True. So I'll do the same thing we've been doing. We see Marcus Williams in the preseason?
No, no way.
Okay. No Marcus Williams. How about Kyle Hamilton?
I think so, actually. I think a little bit.
Really?
I think you see a little bit of Kyle.
Just because somebody's got to play, right?
Yeah, somebody's got to play, and he's kind of changing his role a bit. You know, I think that's going to be key. Let me just highlight one. I think that this whole, from a safety perspective, this whole offseason is going to be about Ardarius. Right? Like, if there's one guy that's got he's like the swing vote. You know what I mean? He's like the swing state, right? Like, he's the guy that I think has a chance to do big things within the scope of his reality as a football player for him, right? I'm not expecting him to start or anything like that. But I think he's got a chance to do big things and really solidify himself as a true depth player, and become like a next Geno Stone or something like that, right? But I think this offseason is all about our Darius. Keep your eyes on him. I think Geno Stone is a solid commodity at this point. Every time he's out there, he seems to hold his own and makes plays. So I feel confident in him in his depth, position. The other guys, we got to see a ton of them, right? We have to. Mm-hmm. And our Darius is included in that, obviously. But he's the guy to me that has an opportunity, tenure here, experience in the league, finally has some health to really break out, if you will, and make some noise.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Geno Stone's almost a lock to make this roster. Yeah. Every time we've seen him, he's done nothing but perform admirably. And when he came in for Marcus Williams, yeah, he wasn't Marcus Williams, but he certainly didn't embarrass himself. And I think he's a guy that can be relied upon in a 2-3 game window where your starter's down, and you wouldn't be embarrassed. Marcus Williams, I agree, doesn't play. Kyle Hamilton, man, I guess he's got to play a little bit, but I think the interesting thing we might see is I wouldn't be shocked to see Brandon Stevens play even a little more safety than corner, just from a numbers standpoint.
Yeah.
But also what wouldn't surprise me is that they add a safety. There's just not a lot of depth right there, at least from like a training camp and preseason standpoint. And they did try and sign Adrian Amos. So it's not like they were not good, considering adding to the position. So I wouldn't be surprised if they add somebody else to come help share some of these snaps. Cause it's not a very deep group right now as it stands going the preseason, especially if you plan on not play Marcus Williams. But yeah, is our Darius Washington going to prove that he can play at that size in this league?
And, how do you feel about it?
Well, the big thing is to me is he's going to have an opportunity to guard and cover guys out of the slot. And if he can do so, if he can show people that he can be relied upon in the nickel or dime in certain situations, then maybe he has a chance. And he's got some ball hawk ability. He's got some instincts. I just don't know if he's big enough at 5'8", 175 to play safety / corner in this league. We'll see. He's going to have an opportunity. And every time I turn on, the highlights from these camps and these OTAs, he was making plays. So I wouldn't be totally shocked to see him make this team, but it's a bit of an uphill climb in his size and kind of lack of experience, but I'll be rooting for him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Let's see what other groups we got left here.
Outside linebacker. Oh, we're going to move to, because I have got to know. This. Yeah. Do we see David Ajabo in the preseason?
Ajabo, Adafe, all the O's, get him out there.
Run him out there. Huh?
Yes. Get him some confidence against these young boys, against these guys that are, potentially not going to be starters in the league. I think they need reps on reps on reps, man. I say get him out there. Tyus, I don't need to see. And the other guys, that are in that room, let's see, who else am I missing here? Tavius Robinson.
Lots of him.
Yeah, for sure. Moon. Now, Moon, is the same Moon that kind of came on for us last year, right? Like Jeremiah Moon.
Yep.
Lots of him as well, but I want to see a decent amount of all of our projected starters. Those two, I want to see the most. Of our projected starters, offensive and defensively. I want them to get momentum. I want them to improve. I want to see something because right now I just don't know what Ajabo is going to be. And I need to see some improvement in Adafe.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. I want all of them to play.
Yeah,
I'm not scared of them playing because this is an important year for these guys, especially Adafe Owe. And yeah, let's get them out there. Let's get some confidence heading into the regular season. If that means, you're getting a sack off of a second or third string guy, okay, that'll build your confidence heading into week one, and let's see what happens. But I want to see Tavius Robinson show us something. Show me why you were picked in a surprising move, in my opinion, this draft pick.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah, we want to see a lot of that kid who's a freak of nature, right?
But yeah, he's got the size. He's but they say he's raw. So let's see just how raw he is. And also, the reason I'm so excited to see this group is, well, I want to see what Chuck Smith's been working on. I want to see all the work that this Yoda of pass rushers has been putting together. What's this guy? Let's see the fruit of all this work. Let's see all this hype kind of come, finally come to fruition, and let's see it on the field.
Yep.
But yeah, I think Jeremiah Moon's a pretty solid backup, but does he make another step? Does he take the next step in his kind of development as being an NFL player? Is he just kind of remain a back of the roster guy and a hopeful practice squad participant? Right. But yeah, I think that's a good point. Let's move on.
DK talked about the tight end group.
Yeah. And then we'll finish with linebacker, which I think has some intrigue as well, but yeah, let's talk tight end. I think this one's going to be pretty quick. Does Mark Andrews play in the preseason?
No. He's going to be sitting next to Lamar with a matching chain.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I agree. How about Likely? Does Likely play?
Yeah, he's got to play, I think. He's got to show people he can block and not hold. Yeah, and that he's got the route concept for the new offense.
Yeah, and same can be said. Charlie Kohler, I think, has got to play. I want to see Charlie Kohler get red zone targets. That's what I want to see. If they're in the red zone, target Charlie Kohler. Isaiah Likely, I want to see him with the ball in his hands. Does he still have that wiggle? Has he added to his, you know, ability to run with the ball in his hands? And I think a full offseason of training and all that could make him even more of a pest with the ball in his hands. So let's see what he's got. And then Travis Vokolek, the big monster rookie. Let's see what that guy's got as a blocker, because, you know, actually, you know what I'm going to throw into this group is our guy, Project Pat Ricard.
I was thinking the same thing. I was just about to do that.
Does he play? How much does he play in the preseason?
I want to see him out there running some routes, only because I want him to be like, look, coach, let me show you what I can do. All right. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be an interesting one to see. If he's out there a lot, he's fighting for his job is what it comes down to. If he's not, that means that he's already solidified his job. So I think we see him out there a decent amount and fighting for his job.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think if he can show he can be a better pass-catching option than Vokolek, then it'd be a no-brainer for him to be the fourth tight end, because we already know what he can do as a blocker in space, especially his ability to block – a D lineman all the way back to a safety is what makes him so special. And so I think for that reason, he'll make the team, but he'll play. Why not? Let's get him out there. As long as he's healthy. He had a hip surgery. Mm-hmm. I know that's why he was on the sideline. So if he's healthy, let's see what he's got. And all right. But last group, middle linebacker.
Yeah.
I think I'll know the answer to these questions.
Oh, DK
here.
Also brought up, sorry, really quickly. DK also brought up Ben Mason. Look, the Ravens are just keeping him on the roster out of spite.
Yeah, just keep him to the last day and cut his ass.
And just cut him. Get out of here. Like,
no way he makes the team. No chance whatsoever. Absolutely. Now, Roquan Smith or Pat Queen, does either play in the preseason?
No. Makes no sense to me. No. It's the young boy. Who's the young boy out of Clemson? What's his name?
Well, look, I'm excited about Trenton Simpson a lot, but I'm equally excited to see what Josh Ross. Remember him, dude? This guy, Josh Ross, was taking over.
He came in, showed up, and showed out, and then he got hurt, right?
Exactly. And, man, he was a tackling machine. Remember, he was getting double-digit tackles in the tackles in the preseason game.
Wasn't he leading the league in tackles in the preseason?
He led the preseason in tackles. Yeah, so... Yeah. I want to see what this guy's got after coming back from the injury, full off season to train, get himself in fantastic shape. What's he look like? What's his range like? Because I think that was the knock on him, is could he get sideline to sideline enough to make an impact and maybe become an everyday player? Let's see what he's got. And then you mentioned Trenton Simpson. Let's see what his play strength looks like. I think that's the big thing is, can he take on blockers? Can he, you know, take on a pulling guard, shed, and make a play on a ball carrier? We know he's athletic. We know his speed, his quickness. We know he's got the sideline to sideline. It's kind of opposite questions for him and Josh Ross. Can he take on the blockers, withstand being an in-the-box NFL football player?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. I'm excited to see. You're right. I forgot about Josh Ross. I'm glad you brought him up. I'm excited to see him get some run. Obviously, him and Coach have a connection and really like each other, and then he put it together on the field. Could he be the next Zach Orr? Could he be the one that replaces PQ when PQ's gone?
That's a really good point. Yep.
So that's going to be a lot of fun to see as well. But Let's see. DK's got something else here for us. What did we forget here? Oh, yeah. And, of course, Malik Harrison is fighting for a job.
Yep.
Deshaun Phillips also fighting for a job. I don't even know what Malik Harrison's position is these days. He's playing outside. He's playing inside. He's playing both. What's the deal? He's a massive athletic guy. Yeah, so he's going to get out there a lot. But that's exciting. I mean, I think I mentioned two dark horses. I think Josh Ross, without saying it, is your dark horse.
Yeah, yeah, that's my guy at the inside linebacker spot for sure.
Yeah, any other dark horses roster-wide that you would say look out for and you're kind of excited to see if they can make a jump, kind of surprising people?
Yeah, I mean, we touched on a lot of them. Again, Trayvon Mullen's a guy I think has an opportunity to really make this defense something special if he can play well and stay healthy. I mean, we talked about Mitchell from the running back position. What will he show as a kick returner, if anything, as well as a pass catcher out of the backfield and a running back between tackles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we really touched on everybody. Let's just see what they got. Let's see what Jordan Stout has in his second year, if he can improve on what he had, a pretty good rookie season.
Right. Yeah, that's another one. That's a good point. There's a lot of names out there, and we noticed some in the chat. I'm sure we missed some as well. But looking forward to it. Can't wait to see what happens. Make sure you guys come hang out with us when we go out to camp. We'll reiterate the dates. But what'd you say, the 16th and then the 1st and the 8th, I think we'll also be out there.
Yep, and of course the 29th for the stadium.
Yeah, we'll be there. And then I think we're going to be having some events down at Ellie's here soon once we start going out to camp. So make sure to stay tuned. Of course, turn on your notifications and things, and we'll keep you up to date. Catch us on social media everywhere. But have a great night, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.